Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to Patriots Monday. But Fitzy, I'm going to call it a Victory Monday, even though we celebrated Victory Friday. After Thursday Night Football, you win. Boom, Victory Friday. But from what I saw this weekend, I think we can just roll it right into Monday. Because I think the Patriots, if you watched football around the National Football League.
I did.
I think you feel as good or better about your football team than when you laid your fat ass on the couch on Sunday and never moved and made an impression in the cushions that may never come out. Yes, Dan Ball.
I would like to bring it onto the air early that Andy Hart is feeling guilty today for sitting down and watching football yesterday, I will not stand for that.
How and why would anyone feel guilty for getting a Sunday to yourself? We have so few as the Patriots people of the six rings, the post game, and whatnot. Like, take the day for yourself, lad. You deserve it.
So. Yeah, I didn't know we were getting into this, but Dan Ball, the producer du jour, brings it to the air. I did. I laid down at whatever it was, like 12:45. I did some things in the morning, boom, did some stuff outside with the dog, boom, laid down at around 12:45. And, well, then the only time I got off the chaise on the sectional was to go to the bathroom, grab some food, or go to bed at like 10:30 or whatever it was. And I felt a little guilty. I felt a little weird. I felt a little... I don't know.
What, gluttonous?
Gluttonous. Like, I did.
Negligent of your responsibilities as an adult, father, and husband?
Well, halftime of the 1 o'clock game, I ate way... Have you ever had the voodoo potato chips that are available?
Zaps, voodoo flavor, yes.
Yeah, well, I ate way too... I find those addictive. Like, once I start, I can't stop with those. I stopped when I reached the bottom of the bag.
I think there's a potato chip company that actually has that slogan, but that's all right.
Ironically, it's not true about them for me. It's more about the Zaps voodoo chips. And, yeah, in the third quarter, I was like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. There's a lot going on in my stomach right now. But I felt a little guilty, even though I enjoyed the hell out of that Bills-Bucks game. That was tremendously fun. As somebody who's been annoyed by primetime games of late, not named the Patriots, watching like 3-3, 6-6. Oh, this kind of stinks. What's going on?
There was even a glorified baseball game played in Philadelphia last night, supposedly with two offensive powerhouses.
Correct. So I thoroughly enjoyed watching Josh Allen and Baker Mayfield and that game go back and forth. It was fun. Then the 4 o'clock kicks off and I'm watching the Broncos and the Chiefs and I'm like, oh, this is going to be a good one. I can't move and do anything now. And then it's like, wow, Eagles, Lions, that's a good one. I can't go do something now. And then all of a sudden I had been on the couch for 9 hours and I felt like a fat bastard.
I'm just hearing about a great day. That's all I'm hearing. You want my spin zone? You were doing your job. You were doing your research on the rest of the NFL so you could compare them to the New England Patriots.
That's exactly what a day of watching football in and amongst trays of cured meats, various dips, chilies, desserts, icy cold beverages, screaming children that were not being paid attention to by their parents and more. I chalked yesterday up to field research. I did my homework. I even saved the grocery bill as a professional write-off. Are you kidding? That's what we're supposed to do. Now, if you had said, oh, I went to the movies, I went shopping with my wife, went out to dinner and went to bed at 8 o'clock, I would have been like, the hell's the matter with you? No, you watch football. This is, it's our time.
Well, I appreciate you guys kind of cheering me up, slapping me in the bum, telling me I was just a working man, just bringing home the bacon for the family by watching football for 9 hours yesterday.
Could have left it at just cheering you up, but that's
yeah, but the phraseology of bum made it sound weird for everyone.
So as we blend what we saw Thursday night, Fitzy, with what we saw all day yesterday, are we feeling like Cam Newton is right and the Patriots are fool's gold, or can I offer up something else? So he compared them to fool's gold, and then he went down the cubic zirconia, middle of the mall.
I really appreciate, because we all know exactly what he's talking about. There's one that's like, they try to sell you fancy soaps and scents.
Oh, yeah.
One of them has T-shirts you would never wear, or that you would only, you wouldn't even buy for your own, for your worst enemy. And then there's the jewelry one where the kids look at it and go, Dad, let's get something really nice for Mom. And you're like, no, Mom doesn't like jewelry that leaves a green ring around her neck.
So the thing that I would compare these 2025 Patriots to, and I don't know a ton about this, but I know they've grown in popularity, lab-grown diamonds.
Mm.
I think the Patriots are a lab-grown diamond. They're a diamond. I don't know that they're going in some museum. I don't know that they are as nice as your great-grandmother's passed down from generation to generation diamond or some diamond.
It's not ancestral. It's not, you know, it hasn't been here as long as the dinosaurs would have been. No, it's not of the earth. It is synthetic, but at the same time, yes.
It's a diamond. Like, you can look your wife in the face and say, this is a real diamond and it cost me real money and I'd really like you to marry me. That's why I'm down on one knee here. Is that a fair comparison? They may not be an all-time team, but for this year and the job they need to do, the Patriots are legit. They are for real. And we'll get to our poll later. I think you can make a strong argument that the Patriots are a top, very high team in the National Football League. I'll finish that sentence later.
Mm-hmm. They are a very much a very top high team. The first thing I thought as I got to bed last night after, wow, remarking, geez, I don't remember the last time I watched 7 straight hours of football that didn't involve the Patriots. This is awesome. I got to do this again. And fortunately for us, we do actually get several other occasions between now and the end of the 2025 NFL season to do as much. And I look forward to putting on all of that weight. But after getting to bed last night on a belly full of football, the first thing I thought was, the New England Patriots should absolutely feel comfortable with who they are, and where they're going. There's not another team except for maybe the Philadelphia Eagles that the New England Patriots should be a scared of at all. And I wouldn't be a scared of the Eagles. I would just think that's the one team that, when they bring their best punch, can go toe-to-toe with the Pats and probably take them down. But otherwise, compared to the rest of everyone else that I saw, from Carolina to Denver, from Kansas City to the Chargers and Jags and beyond, you should be really confident right now as a Patriots fan.
So it's interesting that you bring up the Eagles, because I think that's a world, a stratosphere that the Patriots are in. If you were going to talking about the teams you're comparing the Patriots to across the NFL, the Eagles are there. The Rams are there. People wanted to put the Chiefs there, but the Chiefs keep losing and might not be there when January comes around. The Seahawks were a team that was there until they weren't there thanks to the Rams. So
they could get back there, but the Chiefs, Andy, they're not going to be. I hate to say it to everyone, they're not going to be there.
They may not be, but you mentioned the Eagles and the talent they have, and they're the defending champs, and, you know, they're a two-loss team just like you. You know, maybe they don't get any beauty points, but they get the victories in the end. But I'll tell you where I'll take the Patriots over the Eagles right now. It isn't talent, because you're right. Talent's on the Eagles' side. It's vibes. It's cohesion. Mm. It's chemistry. It's whatever that X factor is. They don't love each other. There is not a team built in love.
If the baseball adage, Andy, is, you know, 25 different players, 25 taxi cabs home from the ballpark, this is 53 players, probably 40 Ubers.
Absolutely. And if that matters, and I don't know that it does, maybe you just get down to the end and say they'll be there when it ends and they're talented and they'll make the plays they need to. They'll figure it out. They don't need to hug it out to win games. Maybe that's true. But certainly the Patriots have the vibes and the momentum and the cohesion mm-hmm. that a lot of other teams are searching for, that a lot of other teams can't find. So it is a Patriots Monday. That means, yes, we will talk to Drake May around 3 o'clock. We'll talk to Marcus Jones, hopefully around 3:30. We'll continue to break down the weekend, what we saw, the comparisons between the Patriots and the other good teams, not only in the AFC, but in the entirety of the NFL. We'll also continue to react to the Thursday night victory. We have some audio from Mike Vrabel to talk about. He did his weekly appearance on the Greg Hill Show after he spent a weekend. Fitzy, you had the photo on Friday. We were talking about it, right, of him at Logan Airport. He was on
his
way
right
to
up
Tennessee.
Popped right up on at Only in Boston, which is a great crowd source for all things people find around the hub of the universe. And turns out, a little trip down to Nash Vegas to reunite with family and friends.
Catching up with the family and friends, watching some football, yelling at multiple TV screens. Yes, Dan Ball.
You think him and Amy Strunk got a cup of coffee to chat about their season so far?
Excuse me, that's a sentence that has Mike Vrabel's name and Amy Strunk's name in it, so we don't do that.
No.
They're not supposed to be in the same sentence.
They probably met up, Dan, at Hattie B's world-famous hot chicken and shared a couple tendies.
Ooh, lucky them. Nice.
I would like some hot chicken. That would be
it's
good.
Andy, with your stomach and your conditions, the quick exit.
They have a restroom, correct? I assume most restaurants need to have restrooms, so then it'll be fine. We'll just do what we need to do. But yes, we're breaking down where Drake May and the Patriots sit as they head down the home stretch, a home stretch that on one side of the ledger maybe is getting more difficult. I think I may take some heat for something I said late in Friday's show that not a lot of people liked.
Might.
And then people are tying to certain factors that occurred over the weekend, such as Milton Williams going on IR with an ankle injury that I want to just clarify for timeline purposes was suffered on Thursday night. And then I did a show on Friday and may or may not have said something stupid, so you cannot connect certain timelines together. That's not how time works. But the Patriots, they were sitting pretty. They couldn't lose this weekend. And in fact, I think they won. Fitzy, watching the weekend, what was your biggest takeaway from all the games as it has to do with the Patriots? And just how much better do you feel about the home stretch for the Patriots after watching?
Football fan Nick Stevens said, wow, this is a really sloppy year of NFL. And parity is the one constant I think you can count on across the entire board. Fitzy, the rabid Pats guy, said, oh, the Patriots going to the Super Bowl became that much more a reality to me by the end of the Sunday night game. Like, they're literally telling me the Chiefs are any better? Uh-uh. Telling me Denver's that much better? Uh-uh. Telling me the Chargers? The Chargers got waxed by the Jags, who lost the week before to the Texans, and the Texans barely beat the Titans. And the Steelers beat the Bengals, and the Ravens held on against the freaking Browns, and then the Bills kept losing their lead to the Buccaneers. And, oh, by the way, last time you played the Bills, you beat them in their house. And, oh, when you played the Buccaneers the week before, you beat them as well. Like, show me on the doll where I'm supposed to be afraid of the NFL. Like, the New England Patriots have every right to assert a claim as to being one of the best teams in 2025, not other years. There are probably many recent versions of the Patriots that would beat this particular team. But where they sit right now, this team is a front runner for the Super Bowl.
I'm glad you said that, because that is what I used as the background information for the poll today at Jumbo Hart at WEEI Afternoons on Twitter. With the Patriots off and New England fans / media able to keep a closer eye on the rest of the league this weekend, which is the best team in the NFL right now, Fitzy? The options I gave up were Rams, Eagles, Patriots, or other. Do you hazard a guess as to what is winning the poll pretty easily right now?
Eagles at 55%, followed by the Rams, then the Patriots.
That would be wrong. It's a 50% vote total for the Rams, who knocked off the Seahawks. They have a defense. They have an offense. They have a great coach. They have an MVP quarterback in Matthew Stafford. The Rams are getting 50% of the votes, which we always say, my timeline is my followers, mostly Patriots fans, so I give them credit for acknowledging greatness. I didn't know if there'd be a homer vote here. Second place, your New England Patriots with 25% of the votes right now. Then the Eagles with 22% of the vote, and other is getting a measly 3% of the vote. So I take that to mean people have now settled on those are the three best teams in football right now.
Well, if you remember last year, back to the playoffs.
The playoffs.
What was the most entertaining NFC playoff game last year?
Why don't you just tell me?
Okay. I thought the rapid recall, what with your day of Lux relaxing, you may have been able to tune up the old thought brain. That was Rams at Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
that third weekend, I believe, of January. It was in the snow. They absolutely could have won that game. Just Saquon Barkley was able to make one more play that held on for the Eagles, and then obviously they marched their way down to New Orleans and kicked the holy crap out of the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. That game was they're destined. That, like, I think we can go ahead right now. You're going to tell me what the Bears, they're not going to be there. No one from the NFC South, although hello Panthers. Does that make that win against the Panthers a more high quality dub for the Patriots now that the Panthers went on the road, beat the Falcons, and Bryce Young threw for 450 yards yesterday?
Sure. You know, I've ebbed and flowed with that argument when the Bills lose and all these various permutations. But yeah, some of these other teams are proving they weren't cakewalks, even though everybody wants to tell me your schedule is a cakewalk, it's historically bad, your strength of victory, your strength of schedule, blah, blah, blah.
It was always, Andy, for two decades, it was sis Tom Brady, and he's only good because of Belichick. And now it's, ready, willing, and Vrabel to take advantage of a crap schedule come what may. Stop it. It's not just the schedule. Everybody has a cruddy schedule.
It's not that hard. The Broncos, so the Patriots' strength of victory is 353. Not impressive. I get it. Not impressive. Broncos' strength of victory, 331. Oh, wait, so that's worse? The Broncos, a team you're tied with atop the number one seed in the AFC right now, has a worse strength of victory. And some of the others are similar. The Colts, 373. The Bills, 362. The Chiefs, 362. There's a lot of bad football teams out there. There's not a lot of people that are going game after game after game after the medal of the league. That's why I also point to the Eagles. The Eagles have played a pretty good schedule. I don't know exactly what their strength of victory is, but they've played a really good schedule. You can't really complain about that. With them, it's just, why do they look so crappy? Why are they, playing around with their food? Why
no
can't
continuity
they
on the team, Andy? Nope. That's the biggest thing. When you watch them play, everything Mike Vrabel does, you go back to the V word. I think you said vibes a couple times, so you may have to just put a buck in the jar.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sure.
I'll Venmo you. It's the community jar. It's all going to charity at the end of the year. Like, Sirianni does something and people say, like, what is this guy thinking? Oh, he's going to cost this team when it matters, he's going to cost this team a chance to go back to the Super Bowl. Whereas Mike Vrabel pulls a lever or a string and people say, like, ah, another brilliant stroke by Mike Vrabel. He really has his finger on the pulse of this football team. Like, it's just the perception of the two. One is high functioning and the other is utterly dysfunctional, and yet same record.
Speaking of Mike Vrabel, he was asked about this idea that a weak schedule, fool's gold, they're not that good, blah, 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 yet again on the Greg Hill Show, and here's what he had to say.
No, nothing's weird to me. Because people could come on a radio it's just like they could, whatever. It's just things that get their attention, or we are okay with that. I promise you, we were okay with anything that anybody says. We are going to come to work. We're going to focus on us. We're going to try to improve, and we're going to focus on the Bengals and going on a road and trying to get our 10th win. That's all we're going to focus on. It just seems that whatever it is, people are going to have something to say, which is great, and they're entitled to their opinion. And what's most important is what we do here and how we work. I promise you, none of that is offensive at all. We just enjoy playing, you know, coaching these guys and watching them be excited and enjoy those moments like Thursday night.
So he is not offended with what Cam Newton said. He's not worried about what Cam Newton said. And Mike Vrabel joins the Greg Hill Show every Patriots Monday throughout the year, brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local, member DIF, FDIC. So I assume he also would not be offended, Fitzy, if somebody locally said something like, there's no way this season can end poorly for his New England Patriots, right? If you don't care
who
about...
Who was foolish enough to say that?
I don't know. I saw it on the internet. I feel like it'll be revisited later here on WEEI Afternoons. But Mike Vrabel said, and he's so right. I mean, I know it's obvious, but like, he even elsewhere in the interview this morning said, no, I'm not going to put things up for the players to use as motivation.
Yeah, we don't need Cam Newton all
right.
over it.
Which was a staple of the Bill Belichick era. It's another way that he's distanced himself from the past dynasty and the Bill Belichick ways. And speaking of Bill Belichick, we'll get to him later in the show as well.
How'd his Saturday go?
Not great, and he's a hot coaching candidate, apparently. He had to put out the fires of interest throughout the National Football League with a statement on Instagram.
Uh-oh, I smell sarcasm.
No, just, I mean, I did try to verify like three times before I reposted it that it was real, because I was like, this can't be, is this AI? Is this like a knockoff account? But yes, Dan Ball, it was real.
Thank God he did put it out too. He really showed ML Football, Dove Kleiman, and the rest of those rumor aggregators who's boss with that one.
Yeah.
What a joke.
So we'll get to Belichick a little bit later. We will get to our interview with Drake May about 45 minutes from now at the top of the hour. We'll talk a little over an hour from now to Marcus Jones on a Patriots Monday. Where do you think the Patriots sit in the National Football League? Do you agree with our poll that they might be the second best team in football, the best team in the AFC after you broke down all the games from a long weekend of football? 617-779-7937. We also up next have a first. It's not three-point stances, because those happen in the 3 o'clock hour. We're going to have two-point stances, right? We don't need to put our hand in the dirt. We're athletes. We're up on 2 feet. Two-point stances. Well, because we got two hosts. Me, Nick Fitzy Stevens, will bring you two-point stances up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.